Another President's Club feature here on MyFM. Today it's the Strathroy-Caradoc Horticultural Society and President Mark Colpart. Tell us a little bit about your time with the Horticultural Society and leading up to becoming president.
Me and my wife joined about 15 years ago. The reason why we joined was our garden was mentioned by some of the neighbors as being possible garden on the garden tour. At that time, we ended up to be on the garden tour, and that was approximately 2010. We thought this sounds like a great club to belong to, so we ended up signing up as members, and we've enjoyed it ever since.
Tell us what a horticultural society does.
I mean, we have speakers come in every month, like a speaker. We have a monthly meeting, somebody in that's maybe a horticulturalist or somebody that has knowledge of stuff for gardens, stuff like that. Our main focus is gardens. I mean, when I say gardens, I don't mean like vegetable gardens as much, but more like your gardens around your house and stuff, like your flower borders and all this kind of stuff.
Now, are you focused on residential gardens or you take care of some community gardens?
We take care of 4 community gardens that are owned by the municipality of Strathroy-Caradoc, and we maintain them throughout the year.
Okay, and from the presidential role in a horticultural society, take us through some roles and responsibilities that you have as the president.
Well, I guess the main thing is would be to make sure everything goes along smoothly. We have a very good board right now, and everything is going along very nicely. But we have our treasurer, we have our secretary, vice president, and social, and everybody else. But no, it's maintained more. It's just to maintain the flow of the society. Everything's going well.
What are we looking at for a number of members right now?
We have approximately 110 members.
That's fantastic. Has it always been that large?
Actually, during COVID, it had dropped. But at one time, we were probably back in the 150s, way back in the 1960s and 70s back then.
That's fantastic. Your community work with the gardens is, I'm going to assume, and correct me if I'm wrong, happens during the more seasonable time of the year, not during the winter, correct?
That's correct, yes.
So a couple of main events that you do leading into, getting into the spring and summer aspect of the calendar year, you do a plant sale and then you do a garden tour. So tell us about both.
Okay, so the plant sale is always held on a Saturday morning, May 2-4 weekend, which is normally around the third weekend in May. We have a lot of plants that are donated by members and even non-members, and we have a plant sale, and that is probably our biggest fundraiser of the year. And then after that, we have a garden tour in July. It started back up again just this past year. From 2018, we didn't have it because of COVID and some other issues, but right now we got it going again, and it did very well last year.
Mark, can you tell us where these 4 gardens are that you take care of for the community?
Okay, so one is on McKinley Paul, and that is on Front and Albert Street. The other one is Centennial Park, and that is located on Albert Street. Some call it the old skateboard park. The other one is the Sensory Park, and that's on High Street. And the other one is the Mount Bridges Cenotaph Park.
Yes, Mount Bridges Incorporated, because it is Strathroy-Caradoc Horticultural Society. Talking with the president right now, Mark Colpart. Last question, community feedback from the work that your society does for those gardens, how's it been?
It's been good, yes. I mean, we have a lot of volunteers. The town has put up signs at each one of the parks and saying that we, maintain the garden. We have a lot of feedback. I mean, certainly, because we do all the work for, we don't get charge anybody for it. We do it voluntarily.
If you're looking to find out more information regarding the society, you can go to gardenstrathroy-caradoc.org, and you're always looking for members, right?
Oh, yes, for sure, yes. Once a month on a Wednesday, we meet 9 months of the year, and we're always looking for new members. Contact website. You're allowed to come as a free visitor to just kind of see what it's all about.
President of the Strathroy-Caradoc Horticultural Society, one of our President's Club features, President Mark Colpart. Thank you for this, Mark. Appreciate it. And keep up the good work with the society. Looking forward to the gardens this coming summer.
Thank you.